had convinced Sarah she needed more than a hired hand this time. She needed a husband. "You're a big help," Sarah said to her daughter, "but we can't do everything ourselves." "I can help," her son offered. "Not like Ellen, but I can do some things." Jared and Ellen were twins, but that's where the similarities ended. Ellen was well-grown and sturdy. She enjoyed nothing better than working alongside her mother or the series of hired hands her mother had employed since their father went off to the war. Jared was as tall as his sister, but he didn't have her strength or her solid build. But what set him irrevocably apart from other boys his age was his withered leg. The doctor said it came from the umbilical cord being wrapped around his leg before he was born. Her husband had never forgiven her for giving him a disabled son. He didn't seem to care that she had given him a perfectly formed daughter. "I know both of you will do all you can," Sarah said to her children, "but you're still too young." "And I'm a cripple," Jared said. "Everybody knows a cripple is useless." Sarah had tried her best to help Jared build self-esteem, but it was hard on a boy to have to watch his sister do all the things he was supposed to do. It wrung her heart to watch his struggle to be like other boys, to witness his efforts to mask his disappointment, to pretend he didn't care when all he wanted was to be normal. The war had been over for 2 years. Her husband was one of many who hadn't returned, who'd died on some distant battlefield, their bodies unclaimed and unidentified. By the time he'd been officially declared dead, she'd managed to adjust to life alone. She had wanted to remain a widow, but food had to be bought and taxes had to be paid. She couldn't do that and pay a hired man. She decided to marry again because a husband wouldn't require any wages. The idea of marriage cast a chill over her heart. She didn't want to be beholden to a man ever again, but her children needed a father as much as she needed a man to do the labor that was beyond her. But this time would be different. This time she would do the choosing. She would set the terms. She would have the upper hand. "Why are we going to see the Randolphs? Do you know them?" "In a way." She had never met any of the Randolph men, but she'd heard how they'd come back to their ranch after the war, bringing a bull to improve the quality of their herd, had stood up to a clan preying on their cattle, and had taken part in a successful cattle drive to Missouri with Richard King, the famous cattle baron and owner of the King Ranch. She'd also heard that the Randolph crew included several honest and responsible war veterans. She hoped to persuade one of those men to become her husband. "What are they like?" Jared asked. She knew he was really asking if they would like him. She'd heard that the oldest Randolph brother had been an officer in the war, and that two younger ones had held the ranch against all comers. That didn't seem like a recipe for understanding a boy with a withered leg. She had to be honest with Jared. Trying to protect him had only led to more hurt. "I don't know what they're like, but from what I've heard, they're honorable men." They both knew honor seldom included an understanding of anyone who was different. She loved Texas and Texans, but the men seemed to feel that anyone unable to participate in typically male pursuits wasn't welcome to share their company. She could only assume they were too embarrassed or incapable of allowing themselves to show emotion. Emotion was considered feminine, and no Texas man could live with the thought that he might be anything less than thoroughly masculine. Ellen pointed to a post that had a 7 enclosed in a circle carved into it. "Is that their ranch?" Sarah's stomach cramped, and her chest felt tight. The idea of approaching the Randolphs had been daunting when it first occurred to her. Now that she had reached the ranch, her anxiety escalated, as did her doubts about her sanity in considering such a course of action. Her fear that her mission would be fruitless might even be seen as begging, asking for pity. Yet she would endure anything.